Good morning. Amen. It's good to be at God's house this morning. Just to be able to break bread and share a word of God this morning. John chapter number 13 this morning. If you have a copy of God's word, John chapter number 13. If you'll be making your way there this morning, John 13. We're going to be reading a pretty lengthy amount of passage. We've got to read 1 through 16 this morning. I know the sun's bright on you. I know the sun is shining down on you. And I know the S-U-N is shining down. But folks, I want you to know this morning, I'm praying that the S-O-N is shining down on you in a mighty way. As I studied this text, Brother Hayden Nolan, as I studied this text this week and knew I would be going back here, it's talking about foot washing. And I want you to know in the authority of God's word that day that you stood on that stage with Sister Kenzie and you washed her feet and she washed your feet. God honored that and God's going to continue to honor that in y'all's life. We've been praying for them this week. Can I get an amen? As a church, we've been praying, asking God to move on that baby in a mighty way. And I believe not only will he will, but I believe he'll do it in a mighty way that not only will it be a test, but it will turn into a testimony. I will not speak that in private. I speak that publicly. That's how much I believe in God Almighty. Can I get a witness this morning? Amen. If you believe that, just stand right with me this morning. Amen. We stand in unity this morning. We will be in John chapter number 13, verse 1 through 16. I'm going to look at a little title this morning called, What a Great Example. What a great example that we have before us this morning. The Bible says in John 13 and verse number 1, Now before the feast of the Passover, when Jesus knew that his hour was come, that he should depart out of this world unto the Father, having loved his own which were in the world, he loved them unto the end. And supper being ended, the devil, having now put into the heart of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, to betray him, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he rose from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. And after that he had poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter. And Peter said unto him, Lord, dost thou wash my feet? And Jesus answered and said unto him, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know thou hereafter. And Peter said unto him in verse number 8, Thou shalt never wash my feet. And Jesus answered him, If I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. And Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. And Jesus said unto him, He that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And you are clean, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore said he, Ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, Know ye what I have done unto you? You call me Master and Lord, and you say, Well, for I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye shall also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you, there it is, an example. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done unto you. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Lord, we stand this morning in awe of who you are and what you do. Lord God, we stand in awe this morning how the sun is shining down. Lord God, how you answer prayers and you move in our lives. Lord God, how you set an example before us this morning. Father God, you set that example by your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord God, this morning, I don't know who we're looking to this morning, all the times that we walk through this life, but I do know who we should be looking to, and that is you this morning. Lord God, I pray this morning as we read and study a portion of your word, Lord God, I pray you show us who's the greatest example that ever has been, that ever will be, and that who we need to follow. Father, I love you. Father, I thank you. I ask you to guard my throat, guard my thoughts, guard everything that I would say. Bless this congregation. Father God, I agree and I give an amen to what Brother J.D. already said this morning. I pray a double portion be put on these folk. Lord God, I pray you pour up, open the windows of heaven and pour something on us this morning that when we leave this place, we can say it's been good to be in the presence of God. Father, we love you, and Father, we thank you. I ask it all in Jesus Christ's most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, Amen. You may be seated this morning. What a great example. As we come here and we read this about Jesus' foot washing and washing his disciples' feet, we see all through the Word of God, we see some amazing examples. You can give an example this morning, such as Abraham. And when he went up to offer Isaac, and you know what kind of testimony that was, that a father would go and he would offer his son. But you know what the miracle is in Abraham and Isaac, is that God provided himself. Hey, when they didn't have a sacrifice and they didn't have an offering, we get tied up with Abraham and we get tied up with Isaac. But we must not miss the little word where it said, Abraham said, God will provide himself. And as we look at Abraham, we see that he was a great example. And we can look to Moses, how he led the children of Israel, and what a great example that he was. Hey, we can look to Joshua, and Joshua was a great example when God told him, My Moses, my servant is dead. Now you must lead the children. Hey, we can look at David and see what kind of a shepherd he was and what he called in the book of the Psalms. Hey, we can look at John the Baptist and see what great example that he was. We can look all the way over into the New Testament and we can see Apostle Paul. And we can see what great example he was when he said, woe unto me if I preach not the gospel. Hey, and we can also look on over, but the greatest example that you'll ever find in the Bible is this. It is Jesus Christ our Lord. He is the greatest example that ever has been. He's the greatest example that ever will be. And if you want your life to be a success, that is one example that you can follow. Can I get an amen? And he says in the Word of God this morning, he is example that we must follow. And how does he show that this morning? I want to look in verse number 3. Number 1, and the first way that he shows it is by his motivation is from God. Look in verse number 3. What a great example. And he done that by his motivation. I would ask you a question this morning. What is it that motivates you? What is it that gets you going? What is it that allows you to worship God? Hey, what is it that allows you to raise your hands in worship this morning? And I would say to you this morning, that motivation, hey, must come from heaven. That motivation must come from God. And he says in verse number 3, is by his motivation that come from God. If we look here, he says, Jesus knowing that the Father hath given all things unto his hands. Hey, Jesus knows some things. He knew this morning that his authority, it came from God. Hey, he knew he had no authority on his own. His authority came from God. Hey, he knew this morning. He said, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands. Friends, this morning, God's putting you right in the hands of Jesus this morning. And he says by his authority that it came from God. He never forget where he came from, and he always stayed humility in everything that he done. This morning, I want you to know, no matter what authority you or I get in this life, we must always humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. Hey, Jesus gave us our great example, Jesus Christ, and he said that his authority came from God, but his origin, where he started from, it came from God. Look what he said, and Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, that he was come from God. Jesus Christ, he knew that his authority came from God, but he knew that his origin came from God. This morning I stand here as your pastor, and I'm excited this morning to know that I didn't call myself to preach. I didn't teach myself to preach. Hey, I want you to know there's been a calling that's been put on my life, and there's a calling that's been put on your life this morning. That authority, it came from God. His origin is from God, but his ascension was back to God. Amen. Every one of you this morning that's been born, every one of you this morning that is sitting amongst you this morning, I want you to know, hey, you came from God. Hey, God, he created you. He formed you. There is no big bang. There is no evolution. There's just one thing this morning. He said, let there be light, and he made you in his image. And he says in the Word of God, by his motivation from God, his authority came from God, his origin is from God, and his ascension is to God. Look in verse number 3. Jesus knew this morning that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God, and that he went to God. Friends, this morning, when your life is complete, is when you realize that God Almighty has authority over your life. He has all authority over your life. He has all the origin over your life. And there'll come a day that if you've been washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, you will return to the Father. I don't know about you this morning, but that excites me. Hey, my motivation comes from God. If you're looking motivation from men, you won't get it. As long as you're doing what they want you to do, they'll motivate you. But friends, I want you to know this morning, if you'll stand on the Word of God this morning, you can be motivated by the greatest example that ever has been and that ever will be. And I want to show you this morning by His motivation from God, but by His illustration of the gospel. Now, I want to stop right here and I want to show you something. Every time that Jesus Christ, He comes in the scene and He does something, He does that not only by motivation, but He does it by illustration. As we look into the Word of God, I want to give you this. Illustration is worth 1,000 words. Can I get a witness this morning? Hey, if you'll show me how to do something, I can do it a lot better than you telling me how to do something. And Jesus come on the scene and He says, I am the greatest example that you have in your life. He said, and if you want to know this example, you must follow me. You must follow me when things look dim. You must follow me when things are in despair. You must follow me when you're discouraged, and you must get in line. And Jesus said, I'm going to give you the greatest example, and I'm going to give you that in John chapter number 13. And if you'll look with me this morning in verse number 4, by His illustration of the gospel. Jesus Christ, when He started washing the feet of His disciples, He gave them an illustration that we must not miss. This morning I want you to know practicing foot washing is not what He was trying to teach here. What He was trying to teach here is that we must be humble in every aspect of our life. We must humble ourselves under the authority of God Almighty. What suits God, order suits us. What God demands or to be demanded in our life, and He says this, and I want to slow down so you get this. And we're talking about the gospel, the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. By His illustration of the gospel. Illustration is worth 1,000 words. Get this morning. He says in verse number 4, He rised from supper, and look what He says. He rised from supper and laid aside His garments and took a towel and girded Himself. We see first off in the illustration is that He rose from supper. He got up and went. That would be the same illustration as He leaving heaven. Friends, I want you to know, He come up and He served you and I. He left glory world to come to this world that we may have hope and we may have peace and we may have life and we may have it more abundantly. He rose from supper. He got up and went. He laid aside His garments when He went to do the foot washing. Let me give you this. When He laid aside His garments, He could not appear as man, so He took on the form of humanity. When He got to this place and He was trying to teach His disciples, if there's anything that He tries to teach us, you cannot be humble unless you're in the Spirit of God. Amen? You cannot be humble in human flesh. You must humble in the spiritual realm of this life. You know what life tells you is? The man that's on top has got it made. The man that's a base. The man that's up in the world. The man that's got plenty of money. Hey, the man that's doing good, he's got it made. But that's not what the Bible says. The Bible says when we humble ourselves and let God use us, that's when we'll realize we got it made. Amen? He said that He arose from supper. He lay aside His garment and He girded Himself. Friends, not only did He rose from supper, He got up and went. Not only did He lay aside His garments, He could appear as a man, so He took on human flesh, but He girded Himself by putting on the robe of flesh. He took on humanity form and put on the robe of flesh, and He put on the role of a servant. Look what He did in verse number 4. He arose from supper, He laid aside His garments, and He took a towel and He girded Himself. He girded Himself. He put on that robe. He put on that robe. And I want you to get this morning. He experienced everything that you and I experience. He's experienced everything that you and I experienced. Not only has He experienced everything that you and I experienced, He has walked more than a mile in your shoes. Man, when I read this, this just excites me. That he come to that place, He arose, He laid aside what He wanted, He laid aside His best interest, He laid aside His glory, He laid aside everything He had, and He come that He might serve us. Is that not amazing? He come that he might serve us. He girded himself. He experienced everything you and I do. I wrote this down, and I want you to get this. He's wore your hat. Whew. He's wore your coat. And he's wore your shoes. This morning, if you and I are going to be where God has called us to be and walk the way that God has called us to be, we must look at the greatest example that's ever been laid before us, and his name is Jesus Christ. He said that not only did he rise from supper, not only did he lay aside his garments, not only did he gird himself, but he poured water into a basin. Friends, I want you to know, when he girded himself up and he started pouring that water into that basin, it would only be a few hours from this point that he would pour his blood out on the cross of Calvary for all mankind. Friends, this morning I want you to get this. When he came to this place, he said the greatest example that you'll ever have is Jesus Christ. This morning we're looking for examples everywhere. Man, we got an election coming up, and we're looking for examples everywhere. And everywhere you see it says, make America great again. There's only one person that'll make America great again, and it's God Almighty. Hey, when the church turns to God, when we turn to that greatest example that ever has been and ever will be, I want you to know there's only one man can make this place great again, and his name's God Almighty. You say, how do we do that? When we quit being thinking we got it all, and we humble ourselves under the one that knows it all. When we come to that place and we humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God. Friends, this morning he said, the greatest example you'll ever see is Jesus Christ in servant form. In servant form. He served you and I. He came and he bled and died on that cross. He said that he girded himself and then he poured water into a basin. And that would be to him pouring his blood out on Calvary. But then he said when he was finished, you know what he did? He got up and took his towel. Look what the Bible says here. It said that he got up and that he went. Friends, this morning I want you to know that Jesus Christ, what he did on Calvary's cross, he didn't stay there, but he finished it. He put his garment back on. Look with me in verse number 12, if you will. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments and was set down again, he said unto them, know ye what I have done unto you? Do you know what I have done for you? This morning, I look around this congregation and I can say, there's people out here this morning, you know what God's done for you. You know what he's done for you. You know where your hope and your peace and your rest it lies in this morning. And it says this, he poured water into a basin, but he put his garments back on and he sat back down. This morning, after he died on that cross of Calvary, I want you to know, after he poured his blood out on the cross, he did not stay dead. He did not stay in that tomb. This morning, Jesus Christ does not walk among us. The Holy Ghost of heaven does. Can I get a witness this morning? Hey, you say, where is Jesus at this morning? He is still seated on the right hand of the Father this morning, always making intercession for you and I. When old Satan tries to hold it over you, and old Satan tries to blame you, hey, we got to advocate this morning, and his name's Jesus. And when he stays there and he says, do you know what the preacher's done this week? Do you know what he said this week? Hey, the blood of Jesus, it covers it all. Hey, this morning I want to ask you a question. Are you following that example in your life? That greatest example that ever was. Turn with me to Hebrews 1:3. Hebrews 1:3 this morning. What a great example that we have. Man, I get excited knowing that great example that we have in our life. Hebrews chapter number 1 and verse number 3. Not only did he put his garment back on and that he is set down, but look what he said. Who being Hebrews 1:3. Man, I want you to know this morning. We got one more night out here tonight, and we'll be back in the building Wednesday. Back in the building Wednesday. So, preacher, what are we going to do when we get in there? We're just going to keep doing what we do out here, amen? We're going to keep loving Jesus and allowing him to love us. Look what he says in Hebrews 1:3. We're talking about he put his garment back on. When he got done washing the feet of them disciples, Brother Eric, he said, do you know what I've done for you? Folks, this morning when he has washed you clean, do you really understand what your example has done for you? Do you understand what he's taken away from you? That guilt, that shame, he's taken that away. Look what he says in Hebrews 1:3, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself. You remember when I started off, I said Abraham told Isaac that God will provide himself. Not only did he provide himself in the Old Testament, not only did he provide himself in the New Testament, but he's providing himself today. He's saying that if you're tired of who you're following and what you're following, get your eyes off man, get your eyes on the man, Christ Jesus. If the example that you're looking at and somebody lets you down by the way they're walking, get your eyes off them, get your eyes on Jesus. And by the way, we shouldn't be looking to man anyway, amen? There's not a person in this parking lot ever died for me. Well, ain't that good? Ain't that good? You think about this morning. You say, preacher, you're supposed to be an example. I try my best to be an example, but there's one example that never let you down. His name's Jesus. Look what he said here, Hebrews 1:3, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, as he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. He said, I am your example this morning. I am the example that you're going to need. I'm your example by the motivation that he received from God. I'm the example that you're going to need because I am the illustration of the gospel. He said, the only way that I could illustrate that is because I was the one that was going to go to the cross. Friends, this morning, I cannot illustrate that. Only God illustrates that. He says he does it by motivation. He does it by illustration. And thirdly, I want to give you this. Not only does he do it by motivation and illustration, but by his instruction to the group. Look with us in our text to John 13, if you will. And we're going to look in verse number 15, if you'll look with me there. He said, I'm going to do this by the instruction to the group. Instruction to the group. He said, I give this to my disciples. He says, for I have given you an example that you should do as I have done to you. This morning, you know what an example does? He always wants you to follow his example. The only way you'll be happy and the only way you'll find rest and peace is when you follow the example of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let me give you this morning. By his instruction to the group in verse 15, not to foot wash, but to serve. But to serve. You know what you and I have been called to do in the life that we live? To serve one another. You know what our military prides itself in? Brother Brent Gunner will tell you just as quick. Brother Harold Cantrell back there and his wife will tell you just as quick. And all other military that I see in the parking lot, they have been called to protect and to serve. To protect and to serve this great nation. You know what Jesus Christ has called you as a local body and me as the body as this church to do? It's to protect and to serve one another. He went there with his 12 disciples and he gave them a motivation. He said, this can be possible. He gave it through the illustration that he wrote down and he said, I'm going to give you instructions on how to motivate and how to serve one another. Preacher, the best way to serve somebody is by whooping them. No, sir. More harm than it'll be blessing. Preacher, the best way to serve somebody is just tell them like it is. No, sir. Sometimes it's better to love them. You say, are you sure about that? He says that not only to foot wash, but to serve, we must serve in the dirty places. Feet are dirty. Can I get a witness? We must serve in the dirty places. We must serve in the stinky places. We must serve in the uncomfortable places. We must serve in the backslidden places. When people are backslidden, we must serve there. But we must serve one another gently. We must serve one another gently. You know, I want to give you this before we turn to this text. If you have something and it's broken, how do you pick it up? Very gently, one piece at a time. One piece at a time. If something's broken, it falls and it's failed and it needs to be restored, you gather them pieces. Why? If you step on it and step on it, and you just have more pieces broken. If an individual's broken this body and we just keep stepping on that individual, keep breaking that individual, then there'll just be more pieces. It'll be harder to be put back together, correct? And Jesus said, if you'll turn with me to Galatians 6:1, he said the way that you're going to be able to protect and serve by the example that he's given, that you're going to do that gently. Gently. We've been called to be the body of Christ. And we've been called to protect and serve one another. How? Very gently. Look what he says here in the book. He says, that's why church is different than anywhere else you'll go. Jesus Christ, when he washed their feet, He washed it gently. He washed it the way that it should be. This morning, I would be curious just to ask a question this morning. When you're broken and a kind word comes your way, what does that do to you? That uplifts you, don't it? That builds you up. Man, that encourages you. But on the same token, when you're broken and you're at a place that you need help and a bad word comes to you, a harsh word comes, what does that do to you? That offends. The Bible says, that a brother that's offended is hard to be won back. You know, when Jesus Christ, when he washed their feet, he didn't offend nobody. He said, I'm just your example, and I'm going to show you how to love one another. Look what he says in Galatians 6:1. He said, brethren, by the way, if you're saved this morning, you are the brethren. If you're born again this morning, you are the brethren. Brethren, if any man be overtaken in a fault, if any brother that needs help this morning, ye which are spiritual, restore such a one. Restore them, help them. Restore such a one in the spirit of meekness. There's that gentleness. In the spirit of meekness, considering thyself, lest thou also be tempted. Folks, this morning I want to share this with you. As we draw closer to the Lord and we get to that place, we have an example to follow. We have an example that He's wanting us to follow. And this morning in our Christian walk, the way we're going to walk that way is by motivation. We're going to have our motivations going to have to come from God and nobody else. But not only are we going to have motivation, there's going to have to be illustration in our life to a lost and dying world that illustrates that we are in love with our Father. Amen? And that we're following His example. But more than that, the only way we're going to be motivated and let God illustrate in our life is by following His instructions this morning. This morning as I studied this, and I've been studying on it all week, and I've been thinking about the great example that there is. Jesus Christ. Daddies, you know what the greatest example you have in your home is? Daddy. You're the greatest example. If you're the daddy of that home and you're doing what you're supposed to do and you're leading your children, you are the greatest example them kids will look to. Mamas, you're the greatest example in that home. The way that I act to conduct myself and lead my life, the way God would have me to do it, is the same way that my child is going to be looking. This morning, I would just be curious, and I would ask a question this morning as a congregation of this magnitude and people like this. What kind of example am I being? What am I holding myself at to an example? What kind of standard am I holding in my life that would be pleasing? You say, preacher, what are you talking about? Am I always found serving others, or am I always found being the one that's being served? Folks, this morning we are the body of Christ and we ought to be found serving others, loving others, uplifting one another. How do we do that, preacher? By meekness, gentleness, love, mercy, grace. All of these are the fruit of the Spirit. This morning we got an example that we can follow. There's two things you can do with an example. You can go by that example, and if you do exactly as the example says, everything will be okay. But there's something else. If you don't follow that example, it won't be okay. You know what I always tell my daughter? I say, listen to me. If I tell you to do something and it don't go right, it ain't on you. Amen? Hey, if I tell you to do it and it don't go right, don't worry about it. Well, what about so? Don't worry about so-and-so. If I told you to do it, just do it. And if it don't work right, guess who it'll be on? It'll be on me. You know what God's told us to do? He said, just do what I tell you to do. And if they don't like it, don't worry about it. It won't be on you. He says, it'll be on me. Folks, this morning, if we'll just serve people, love people, just follow our example, Jesus Christ. Follow His example. Even though the world may not like what God's putting out there, there's going to come a day they're going to have to bow to it. And folks, I want you to know, as our nation coming up this Tuesday, and I want to give you this. I never bring politics into the pulpit, but I will tell you this. You say, preacher, how should I vote? How should I do? Let me give you this. Follow your example, Jesus Christ. Follow your example, Jesus Christ. He will never lead you wrong. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father God, as we bow in your presence, we have an example to follow this morning. The greatest example that ever has been and ever will be. Lord God, we've come this morning and we just come just needing to know this morning. You said, do you know what I've just done unto you? And Lord God, everybody in this place, Father God, they need to realize their motivation. My motivation comes from you. Father God, I get motivated when I'm closer to you in that word. Lord God, as I look at your illustration of how you poured your blood out on Calvary and then you sat down on the right hand of the Father, Lord God, I thank you for that illustration. But Father God, I thank you that you just didn't leave us with just an illustration, but you sent us instruction by the Holy Spirit that instructs us how to do, how to walk, and how to be the Christian you've called us to be. Lord, I would pray this morning for whoever's needing encouragement, whoever's needing a word from heaven, whoever needs to know what to do this morning, which way to follow, which way to go. Their home life's falling apart. And they don't know. Just something may not be right. Father God, they can turn to that Bible, look at the example that you've left us, and allow the Holy Spirit to instruct them in their life. And Father God, at the end of the day, if it's pleasing to you, it'll be pleasing to us. Father God, I love you. Lord God, I thank you most of all for loving us. Lord God, as we come this morning, we see the foot washing, how you washed the feet. You washed it in the bad places, the stinky places, the places most folks don't want to go. Father God, if we'd all be honest, you found us right in one of them places. Lord God, when most folks have done given up and given out, that's when you reach down. Lord God, whoever this morning needs an example in their life to follow this morning, I pray they'd follow you before it's eternally too late. Father, I love you, and Father, I thank you. I ask it all in Jesus Christ's most holy, precious name. All of God's people say.